You know, I always thought that I was really good at doing comedy. But I've always thought that I was really bad at gambling. But I always hated doing comedy. But I always loved gambling. And over the years, I had a little bit of a problem. I got tons of stories to tell you about. But moving forward, there ain't going to be no more gambling. And that's the idea to the I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me, the comedian. A few years back, I was given betting picks on Twitter, at Benny Legg Wins. I now use it for my comedy stuff. And I'm a sports guy. I love sports. It's one of the few things I watch. I don't watch much TV. I like sports. But I really liked sports more when I was betting on sports, you know? I'm not betting on sports anymore. But I'm still going to follow it. I'm still going to have opinions. I'm still going to, I'll get picks out if, you know, whatever. But I'm going to have people on that are still gambling, still degenerate gamblers. Just friends. I'm going to have friends on. I'm going to have anybody on. Anybody who wants to be on the show, I'm going to have on. Because whatever we're going to talk about, it's going to be funny. This show is going to be freaking hilarious. I said freaking there. I wasn't sure if I was going to curse on the podcast. I'm still not certain. But at the moment, let's stick with freaking. It's going to be a freaking funny show. And it's going to be a way for me to get my stuff out there, you know? Tell my stories to you people. Maybe some of you guys want to hear the degenerate things that I did. And maybe it's a good way for me to get it out there, get it off my chest. But in actuality, the real reason I'm quitting gambling, this is the real reason, is because my whole life, all I've known is gambling. And I'm doing this comedy thing. So all my comedy resorts back to gambling. I've never lived my life not being a degenerate gambler. And I'm running out of material. So I figure if I quit gambling, I'll be a whole new person. And I can get more jokes. It's really what this is all about. Because, you know, life's all about being funny when you're a comedian. One of the key things to being a comedian is being funny. I've learned that. But this show is going to feature just anybody. People I know, friends of mine. Degenerate gamblers. People that have known me. I lived in Las Vegas, 2006 to 2010. I met a lot of people. I moved back to Pennsylvania, where I'm originally from. And I recently just moved back to Vegas. Now that my first 4 years I was out here, I was a complete degenerate. And I met a bunch of complete degenerates along the way. Some I still talk to, some I still don't. Well, some I don't. Not I don't, still don't. That wouldn't make any sense. But they're going to come on. I'm going to talk to them, and we're going to tell stories. We're going to have stories, funny-ass stories. We could say ass. Still not sure about the F word, but we definitely could say ass. And I can't wait to entertain you. And honestly, I hope this could help people. If people got, you know, people could relate to this crap. You know, people got gambling problems, you know. And this show is going to be all about making fun of those problems. Okay, I know these are serious problems, but we're going to make fun of it. Because you got to laugh at the serious stuff in life. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to end up with more serious stuff. You got to joke. You got to laugh in life. You got to laugh. You got to live free. Don't take life too seriously. That's my advice of the day. There should have been imaging for that. We're going to do bits. We're going to have songs. We're going to do a bunch of stuff on this podcast. It's a podcast about everything. Anything could happen. Who knows? But as I mentioned before, gambling problem, it's a serious thing. So let's do a quick promo. And I'm going to come back with my very first guest of the show. If you or someone you know is in trouble with gambling and may owe money to a lot of people and needs to get help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. and ask for a loan. All right, we're back with my very first guest ever on I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. Hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. My first guest ever is a longtime Vegas friend. Knew him since back in the day when I was here. I'd like to introduce you guys to my good buddy George. What's going on, George?
Hey, what's up, Benny Legg?
What's new with you, man? How you been? I quit gambling. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I don't know if the Westgate has the odds on when you'll make your next bet, but I put it, you know.
I didn't think
three hours of payday.
I didn't think anybody would believe me, but that's half the battle. And I'll show you guys. But I was explaining earlier when I did my introduction. I know you didn't hear this. I'm quitting for the material because I'm running out of material. So it's really the only reason.
Okay.
Because my whole life I've been a degenerate gambler. Jokes are always better when you have to explain them, right?
Oh, no doubt. That's the best part of the jokes.
Now, my good buddy George here is the guy that he likes to listen. Well, George, do you like to listen or do you listen to the jokes I send and run by you?
It's good filler when I gotta take a dump, so I'm not gonna lie, I do like it.
They're good, right? It's funny. I'm a funny guy. I could tell the listeners so they know, because like it's on the logo of the podcast. It's gonna be big letters. It's gonna say comedian Benny Legg.
Yeah, you should definitely have that on the logo, because I'm not sure if that'll be clear in the podcast.
The first episodes are always the roughest, you know. George, what are you drinking, George?
Oh, I got a Stella. I'm drinking a Stella.
Stella. Maybe we'll do imaging. Will that be your drink of choice when you join me on the show?
No, it's all I got left. They had a special on these cans of Stella. For some reason, they're 11.2 ounces.
So you're broke, George? Are you broke?
No, I just drank all my beer, and I'm smart enough not to drive all wasted to the store for more beer.
Have I ever told you the story about the time I stopped eating Hot Pockets? All right, so I'm out, and the drink of choice that night was a good old White Russian. You like White Russians?
They are my favorite.
They're your favorite? Maybe I was out with you. Was I out with you this night? Maybe you were out this night.
No, that wasn't me. If it was me, I don't remember.
Because somebody recommended me White Russians, and I went out, and I went hard. I went hard on my White Russians. Man, oh, they were delicious. I love them. They were great. It's like chocolate milk and alcohol.
Oh, perfect. Perfect description.
That's actually the ingredients. That's all it is. If you...
Well, what's that got to do with Hot Pockets?
Well, listen, we'll get to the punchline, George. Relax.
Oh, okay.
So I go hard on these. I don't drink. I'm not a drinker, George. But I go hard on these Hot Pockets. I go hard on these White Russians, man. Oh. So I get home, and all I got, I'm dead broke, you know. Been a degenerate gambler my whole life. And, you know, sometimes you eat, sometimes you don't. But I get home, and I'm lucky enough to have two pepperoni Hot Pockets in the freezer. So I heat them up. Oh, this is beautiful. This is delicious. About 5 minutes after I finished the Hot Pocket, the grease is building up. And man, I threw up for 3 hours straight. And that was the moment I realized that I needed to stop eating Hot Pockets.
That's a good conclusion to make. You know what I like to eat? I like to eat the AMPM generic McRib.
You are of the opinion that the McRib is a good sandwich, are you not, George?
The McRib is a piece of shit, but but the AM PM generic McRib is fucking money, dude.
I do not think that, you know what, the mic fell. Well, let me I'm going to adjust the mic. We'll fix this. This isn't a problem. Did I just hear crickets? Crickets?
Maybe.
Is that my head?
That was me licking my lips just thinking about this generic McRib AM PM sandwich.
All right, well, we'll get back to that as soon as I adjust this microphone. You actually live in Las Vegas, correct?
Well, actually, I live in Henderson.
Okay. But we live fairly close, right?
That's a fact.
Okay. So do you think, do you wonder why we didn't just do this next to each other?
No. I like it like this.
Has anybody ever told you that you're the Stan Van Gundy of podcasting?
Ouch. You just did. You broke my heart, Fredo. You broke my heart. Oh, man. That was brutal. I mean, I just feel hurt because I can't stop thinking about that generic McRib. I just think the gas station grill it's my Achilles heel. I can go and I can eat gluten-free and do that, but if I gotta stop and fill up my gas pump, and that card swipe ain't working outside, I'm hitting up that grill. If it's their cheddarwurst, bratwurst, or their jalapeno cheddar corn dog, or a generic chicken sandwich. And man, these things, some of these gas station grills, I mean, they're like Fuddruckers. They got chopped onions, shredded lettuce, mayo, mustard, pickles, extra jalapenos to put on there. It's some fine eating. And I can't help it. I gotta get me some. But the key is, when you go to the gas station grill, you want to find something. What they like to do is they like to put the time on it. They don't put the time when it's made, but the time before it's expiration time. So I like to get the ones that are as close to expiring as possible, because they've been sitting underneath that light, just marinating, getting a good crunchy outside. And if you're lucky, you can find something that is past its expiration time, and then you can hustle it for a discount. And sometimes they'll just give it to you for free, because I don't think they can legally sell it to you. So, or if you bring your own pen in, you can just change and write the time on it and then hustle a deal that way on something fresh. So,
guys, earlier when I said the Stan Van Gundy of podcasting, I was referring to there's the Dan Le Batard show. I don't know if some of you guys are familiar with it. And Stan Van Gundy has been doing the show this year, and he's been absolutely terrible. He's been dreadful. So when I said that you were the Stan Van Gundy of podcasting, what I meant was that you were very bad at it. And then, now you got the reference because you watched the show, listened to the show. You understood what I was saying. And then decided...
I turned you on to that show, by the way.
And you decided to tell a two-minute story about the AMPM. You said, oh, I'm going to give... You knew the reference. You knew that I was telling you were being bad. Okay? You got the reference.
I just can't get it out of my mind. You know what else I can't get out of my mind? Is I'm sitting here. I got my Apple TV going on, and it's showing all the pictures from my phone. It's looped into the TV. You know, it's all this high-tech shit they got nowadays. Pardon my English.
Yeah, we could go with shit. I'm still not certain on the F word. In the intro, okay. I explained that, but we could say shit.
Okay, good. But I've come to the realization now that I need to clean up some pictures off my phone, because I got all these nice family pictures and Christmases of years past. And then every now and then one of my dictures pops in there. And yeah, that probably won't do good next week on Thanksgiving when the fam's over and that pops on the big screen. So,
Dixers, huh?
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that word?
I just combined, and, you know, I don't like dick pics. So I'm just combining it. It's like a compound word.
It's crazy. It's crazy that you would say that. It's Dictures, huh?
Okay, all by myself, I figured that one out.
Because you know earlier tonight, I'm on these dating sites. Bumble, Tinder. I'm on these dating sites.
How's that working out for you?
I've been on them, but using them for about a year and a half, I want to say. And so far, I think I've met zero people. So, fingers crossed. But this girl that I spoke to.
But you're getting material.
Right. Material. See, life's all about material with me. That's why I quit gambling. I didn't quit gambling because of my problem, even though I did have one. I quit gambling because I needed material.
Okay.
So I'm on these. Does that joke? That joke needs a punchline, huh?
It needs a donkey punchline. Yes.
So I'm on these dating sites earlier, right? And this girl tells me, "Send me a joke." She tells me, "Send me a joke." And I try to explain to her. I say, "Listen, if you read a joke, it's not really going to be funny. It's not going to make any sense." And then she says, you know, girls, you know, send it anyway. So, you know, make her happy. I sent her a joke called dick pics. And I've never heard of the phrase dictures before. You just said dictures. I never heard of it before. So I sent her the joke. I call it dick pics. And she responds back that her response was, eh. She said, eh. And I said, yeah, you know, you probably need to hear it, you know. And then she tried to redo my joke. She tried to give me advice on the joke, and she said I should call it Dictures. Can you believe that?
I can, because I pretty much redo all your jokes when you send it to me. So it sounds like you're trying to hook up with me on this dating site.
Are you fishing me? Are you catfishing me?
I think so.
Oh, my goodness. It's weird. When her name was Curious George, 1981, I wondered.
That's it. You're the cock. Yep.
I wondered. But so I got pretty pissed off that she was, you know, trying to rewrite the crap that I did. So I told her, I said, it's funny because the next joke I write is going to be about the girl I met on Tinder, that I sent a joke and she tried to rewrite. You know? Wow.
Yeah, did she reply, eh?
No, she actually, she replied, ha, 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 crying, laughing. That's what she replied. And actually, the funny thing about it is she then said, oh, and this is Bumble, not Tinder. So I said, well, the joke isn't about you. wow, that took 5 minutes, but we really nailed the punchline.
That was a good one. I've noticed you can tell a lot about a text response by the number of emojis or GIFs in it, you know?
You pronounce it GIF.
Yeah.
I pronounce it GIF. Now, I introduced you to GIFs, did I not?
You did, and I introduced you to GIF. So,
right. No, you introduced me to overdoing GIFs. That's what you introduced me to. See, George would like to send 5, 10, 15 consecutive GIFs at a time. And I only have so much data because I can't afford a real plan. So, but after he sent so many, I couldn't get anything to my phone. And I'd wake up to no missed phone calls, and then once I deleted George's text, I'd have like 35 voicemails. Now, they were all bill collectors, so it didn't really matter anyway.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk a lot of gambling on this. Now, your lock of the year for the MLB season this past season was over Detroit Tigers wins.
Correct. That was at 67.
And what did it finish at?
Less than 67. It wasn't close.
And in what month of the season did I tell you that that was a bad bet?
I want to say May or June.
Yes, I believe it was May.
And I believe they were like 500 at the time.
They were, but
well over the average.
Then you know, you see, you played the averages on that, and it was your first mistake. You never play, because the thing in gambling is, you know, how many times you bet an over under that's like 49, right? The over under is 49. Okay. The over under is 49, and it's 24-24. Okay, and you're like, sweet, can't lose, right? No way I lose. As a matter of fact, your buddy texts you, there's no way you lose this one.
Yeah.
And then somehow they miss a field goal and the regulation. The game goes into overtime. You say, no worries. Not a big deal. And then you realize, holy shit, the NFL changed the rules to 10 minutes. And then the game ends up tying and you lose your over bet. No, just me.
Yeah, you're in. You're the one.
Didn't that happen once?
I lost a college basketball over bet on a game that went to double overtime between Wisconsin and Michigan State back in 2006.
Yeah, that's rare. That's the same.
Yeah, that was. I think the over-under was only like a 119.
I believe it was Miami and Washington, mate. I don't know.
You got to have some good wins, though, right? Whatever the opposite of a bad beat is.
Yeah, but see, all right, here's the thing. Here's one of the things with quitting gambling is I realized I had to, because every time people would ask me, how much are you up gambling, right? I would never have any money on me. So I knew the answer would be, well, I've lost everything, so. I knew now would be a good time to start this podcast.
Yeah, but now is the best time to start gambling again. Because if you lose everything, you didn't really lose anything.
If you lose everything,
you really got nothing.
If you lose everything, you have nothing?
I don't know. I mean,
I already made the logo, George.
I moderation from Rosie Perez in White Men Can't Jump. Right? When she says, sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you tie, you really win or lose.
Wait a second. That was your Rosie Perez?
Yeah, my Puerto Rican and Cuban accents are pretty similar.
No, wait a second.
Okay. I thought I nailed it. Because I'm in love with Rosie Perez.
I believe me. I agree with you. Absolutely. But if she sounded like that, I wouldn't be.
I guess I'll have to hear it back because it sounded spot on.
Should we? Could we cut it? If I cut it back, can I play it? Would you like to hear it back? We could do a little editing right now.
I'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. Let's
it.
All right, let's do it. Let's play it back.
From Rosie Perez in White Men Can't Jump. Right? When she says, sometimes when you win, you really lose. Sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you tie, you really win or lose.
Was that a WWE promo? Is that where you got that from?
That was some deep thoughts by Rosie Perez. I mean, that resonated in me at a very young age.
You didn't even go female. You didn't even try to go female. You want to mess with the bad guy? Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon. You sounded like you're ready to, like, was that, I feel like that was a Razor Ramon WrestleMania pre-fight speech where there was like a stipulation, a win, lose, or draw stipulation in the match. And he came out and he's like, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you, see, my Razor Ramon sounds a little bit like Antonio Banderas.
A little bit. I think I nailed it. I don't know. I'm hoping someone that does voiceovers hears it, and that could be my big voiceover break, right there.
Well, I'm doing this podcast in Vegas, and I'm comedian. I'm a comedian, and I go to these open mics, and I'm gonna start getting the name of the podcast out there. Get the podcast out there. Maybe some comedians around Vegas will come join me. You know, I'm trying to get more social. I'm not a very social person, which is why I like to stay in the house and record podcasts rather than go outside and meet new people.
Or even invite someone over to record it there with you.
When they live 10 minutes away from you.
I know. And you know what's in between our houses?
To South Point.
An AM, PM, actually. And those generic McRibs are 2 for $3. So
I tell you what, the callback joke.
You got 6 quarters in your couch cushions. I got you.
The callback joke that you just did to something that I'm probably going to cut out is going to go over really well. Things are funnier when they don't make sense.
I think so. I mean, it all makes sense to me.
So many callback jokes to stuff that are going to get cut out. This is incredible. This is going to be incredible. By the way, George, do you know my good friend Degenerate Deidre?
You mentioned her before, yes.
She called me earlier and she asked me who I liked tonight, and I was telling her that I quit gambling. But she goes, well, you know what? Tell me who you like anyway. And you know who I gave her?
Who's that?
The Golden State Warriors. George, they lost by 30. I'm already up by not betting on them. I'm already up.
I like how you like a team who's the greatest three-point shooting team in the history of the league, and their starters didn't make a three-pointer all game for the first time in like 9 years.
Right. I watched it. Daniel Evans made it. After he made 4 turnovers in a row, and I said, this guy's done. He's never going to play in the league again. And he came down the court and drained the three. Nothing but net. I made the guy's career by claiming that he'd never play in the league again. David Evans. I ate at a Bob Evans once.
Oh, they have some top-notch biscuits and gravy, I tell you what.
I'm not a biscuits guy. The only biscuit I've ever liked is Limp.
Oh, not soggy?
Well, I did it all for the nookie, George.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like Big Dog Robinson, Glenn Robinson one time.
I've been waiting 20 minutes for him to bring this story up. Waiting, because I knew eventually he was going
to
tell me
this
story. This is a Glenn Robinson story.
Yeah, so it's like January 1999. The Milwaukee Bucks are up 2 with about 3 seconds left to go in the game. I forgot who they were playing. But the other team was inbounding the ball down 2. Glenn Robinson stole the inbound pass.
Is it a memorable story if you forget who the other team is playing? But go ahead.
And Glenn Robinson sprints. He steals the inbound pass and sprints faster than anyone I've seen sprint in the last 3 seconds of a game.
He didn't even have. He didn't even dribble. It was a fix. It was fixed. Go ahead.
It wasn't. No, he dribbled. He dribbled, and he. He sprinted. They're laying 3.5. And he sprints, and he dunks some meaningless dunk with 0.4 seconds left on the clock to cover. Actually, it was 0.2 seconds. I can look it up on basketballstats.com or one of those sites. And it's a meaningless January game, and I won I won $10 on that game, but I'll never forget it. Glenn Robinson dunked it with 0.2 seconds left for the cover. It was a miracle. I'll always love the big dog for that. Not him bringing the 1989 championship to Michigan. Or, oh, that wasn't him. Never mind. You can cut that out.
Wasn't it Glenn Rice?
That was Glenn Rice, but Glenn Robinson was the guy for the Bucks that dunked it.
Right, but did you just confuse Glenn Robinson and Glenn Rice?
Well, they got Glenn Robinson. Glenn Robinson Jr. played for Michigan. Right? Remember that?
I'm just amazed that I knew that you were talking about Glenn Rice. I'm more amazed at that.
That was pretty good because I didn't even know you were talking about Glenn Rice.
I was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like 5 years old, and I know that it was Glenn Rice. And you want to know why? Because I probably had some fucking action on the game. You know what I mean? I probably had money on it. I was 5 years old, and I remember Glenn. I remember screaming, "Shoot the ball, Glenn!" Uh-huh. You know? I thought you'd give me more on this.
Well, you took a lot of wind out of my sails there. You kind of hurt my feelings with that lead-in. So I was trying to hold back some tears. But yeah, it's funny when you bet on sports and you remember all those historical games. I had an under bet on a game once because the weather report said there'd be a lot of wind. It's like, oh, they're not going to throw it around. It was the Arizona Cardinals at the New York Jets.
I remember there was 4 99-yard touchdown passes that day.
I had the under in that game. It was an under
because it was windy. Because it was windy, George, so when they threw the ball, it went further in the air. So there was 4 99-yard touchdown passes that day. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. But they were over before halftime, and they ended up scoring 92 points that game. They doubled the over.
If they double the over, do you get a refund?
No, I wish. I wish.
If you hit 6 out of 7 on a parlay, do you win?
You don't win anything for that.
Right. Then why do people keep fucking telling me stories about it? I guess we could use the F word. Let's do it.
I think you did.
Yeah. Twice. Let's do it. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot for helping me out. I think our time is about up. Got a lot of stuff to work with. You were great, as always. My first guest ever. On the I Quit Gambling, so I started a podcast with comedian Benny Lake. Do you like the name?
I like, you know what? I really love the logo. I mean, it's clear, and I think it will alleviate a lot of the confusion because, people know Benny Lake. It's got Benny Lake in it. But I'm glad you added the comedian part in there because listening to it, I don't know if that's necessarily clear or not. So I'm glad you threw the comedian in the logo.
Well, see, with editing, anything is funny. Did you see Adam Sandler's last Netflix special?
I did not see it, but I cannot wait to not watch it.
A lot of editing, but it was hilarious. But it loses points because it was edited. It was still the greatest thing I've ever seen. See, that's what you got to do with hot takes, George, is you got to take both sides.
You are known to play both sides, so.
I do. I once hedged a wager to win 13 cents.
that's a wise wager.
All right. This was fun.
This was the first of many, I hope. I hope you'll have me back.
Just remember, guys, it's always the first episode's always the worst. But, George, we'll have you back on. Maybe one day we'll actually see each other and we could do this. And maybe one day you will do your first open mic like you've been telling me you're going to do for 6 months. All right, man.
Yeah, next time, for sure. I'm there.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Always nice catching up with that guy. His story about Glenn Robinson, who was nicknamed the Big Dog, reminds me of a joke that I'm working on called How I Got Rid of My Dog. Now, we're doing some, this is the first episode, so I'm coming up with ideas on the spot, working things in. It'll go a lot smoother as we go along. The idea is to make you laugh, and I hope I'm doing that. But How I Got Rid of My Dog, one of my new jokes I'm trying. So I'm going to call one of my good buddies, Head. Lives down in Dallas, Texas. Wannabe comedian. Just got into the game, getting started. I'm going to just have some conversation with him. We're going to have some laughs. But then at the end, I'm going to basically do the joke that I'm working on. And he's not going to know that it's a joke. Because I always find that if people don't know it's a joke, you gauge more if it's funny or not, because they're not expecting anything. So we're going to wrap up the show, and at the end, find out how I got rid of my dog. My next guest on the I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast with comedian Benny Legg. That's me. Is my good buddy...
Stand-up comedian, Benny Legg?
Stand-up comedian, that's me. I'm a comic. As is my next guest, down in Dallas, Texas, I'm joined by my main man, Head. What's going on, man?
I don't mean to get off topic here, but let's get into this. Are you a comedian? You a stand-up? What's even the difference?
I do it all. I make everything funny. That's what the show is about. I can make anything funny. I can make you funny. You'll see.
I don't know. When you make bets, they're not funny. They're actually a little painful.
Well, that's why I quit gambling. That's the idea. Because I...
Probably the smartest decision you ever made.
I've made some bad bets. But you made a bad bet when you decided to get into comedy, did you not?
I thought you were going to go with my Edmonton pick.
No. But now that you mention it, I did a podcast back in the day called The Benny Legg Show, and it was centralized towards gambling, complete opposite of what this show is, because I quit gambling, as you know, by the title of the podcast.
That lasted, what, 4 episodes?
No, that was the good one.
It
was. We lasted 4 episodes because on the 4th episode, we had Head on, and he predicted that Edmonton would make the Stanley Cup. They would win the Stanley Cup. And they had like the worst record in the league, was it?
One of the worst in the league.
Congratulations. So everybody stopped listening to the podcast, and I put a lot of money on Edmonton to win the title that year, so that hurt.
This would have been the year.
We didn't talk for a while, but... So Head.
You were so mad at me. You moved halfway across the country after that.
I moved all the way to Vegas because I can't take this kid. But you recently just got started with comedy. You've been telling me you're going to comedy classes. You're getting in the game, and you've been telling me that you're going to do your first open mic. And you've been telling me that you got all these jokes lined up, and you got all these ideas, and you're telling me that you're working hard and you're excited to do it. And you've been telling me this for about 8 fucking months, Head. Explain yourself.
Well, judging by everything from Edmonton to the stand-up comedy, I tell you a lot. Maybe by now you've learned that you shouldn't take it too seriously.
In other words, you're an aspiring comedian.
It just seems like I'd be putting a lot of effort in inspiring. I'm just venturing.
Okay. I mean, sometimes it's hard to leave the house. I get it.
You know, the bed's comfortable. I don't have to wake up to the alarm anymore, so... But what's even the point to get out of bed half the days? I mean, sometimes I got to answer the door for the Uber Eats, but that's not that hard.
Sometimes my only social interaction is an Uber Eats driver for weeks.
So, Benny, what is there to do for the comedy scene out in Vegas? You're living there now. If I was coming out there to visit, what would you recommend I go see or go to?
I tell you what. I do open mics. I'm open for business. Anybody who wants to book me for a show, get at me. Follow me on Twitter, @BennyLeggWins. Get at me there. Follow me on Instagram, Benny Legg. Comment on the podcast, whatever you want to do. Get at me. I need to get my name out there because I'm pretty awkward socially. So I'm thinking this podcast my way to get my name out there. And so I've been going open mics. Got this great place, Noreen's. Got a place called the Dive Bar. Got a place, Rebar. At various open mics, I go out. I hit them up. Work on the material, and hopefully something happens. Because I'm funny, just not everybody knows it yet, you know?
Do you think you're having problems getting booked bookings because you're wanting that social media to Benny Lang wins when you don't gamble anymore. So you think that's part of the downfall?
Well, I mean, that can be confusing, but we just started this thing. But the thing is, in life, you don't just win at gambling. You actually really just lose at gambling, to be honest with you. You know, you don't win at gambling. So now when I say wins,
the house does have the better odds.
I mean, normally, that's kind of how they built this city. What do you think about children, man? What do you think about children?
You know, I got friends, and it's too much. They're always, I got to go here at ballet to pick up my daughter. The fuck cares about that shit? Get rich, hire a butler. Let them take care of that. Just make sure you're there for Christmas time for the photo op.
So you don't want kids?
No, hell no. Why would you want a kid?
I mean, it's funny you should say that because one time I was feeling pretty down about myself and I heard from people, get a dog. Everybody loves dogs, right? Everybody loves dogs.
I mean, you got to be pretty automatic not to love dogs.
Exactly. Who doesn't love dogs? So they're like, get a dog. You'll feel great. You'll have company all the time. So I get the dog and I'm all excited. Got a new best friend. Got company all the time. It's great. But then the dog keeps shitting everywhere and I got to feed it all the time. So I'm like, I need to move on to something else, you know? So I'm like, I want to have a kid. I wanted to have a kid. Me. Can you believe that?
I don't know why you want to go from a dog to a kid.
I wanted it. I wanted a kid. I was bored with the dog after a week already. So I went out and I tried to meet women. And I realized at that point that none of them were going to sleep with me, you know? So I thought about adoption, you know? You ever think about adoption, maybe? Adoption? Single guy?
Hey, maybe if I'm adopting like a 17-year-old kid who already knows what to do, that sounds...
No, see, I wanted a young kid who's going to do adoption, new baby, and I found out that that's actually a lot of money.
You want a young kid. I personally wake my own ass. I think it's gross. Well, you have to then wake someone else's ass.
Well, no, I did. You know, I did. I wanted a kid. And like I said, couldn't get anybody to sleep with me. Adoption didn't work. So what I did was I kidnapped one. And 5 minutes after I did it, I immediately... Like, I regretted it because, I mean, yeah, the kid would not shut the fuck up. So I turn the car around and I bring him back home. But I know that his mom's going to be fucking mad, you know, because I took her kid. She's going to be furious. So I gave her the dog, too, you know, killed two birds with one stone. That's how I got rid of my dog. That's the story of how I got rid of my dog. All right, Head. Thanks for joining me, man.
You're kicking me off for me? What are you
doing? I mean, you know, go ahead. Your turn to do a joke. Go ahead. Your turn. Go ahead.
All right, Benny. I'll call you next week, brother.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Always nice talking to Head. I hope he got the joke. Hope he liked it. Hope you liked it. I hope you guys liked listening to the I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. Hosted by me, comedian, Benny Legg. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you laughed a little bit. It's always good to laugh. But at the end of every show, since this is all about me quitting gambling, we're going to have a counter. We got a little counter. And it's the first episode right now. That counter's at zero. But let's change that counter. This is the... How many episodes since Benny quit gambling? And we're going to make it number one. So here we go. To the board. And we are now at one episode without gambling. Guys, once again, thank you so much. We're going to be doing this show every week This was the first episode, a lot of things going on. So we're trying to work on a schedule right now. We just want to get something out there. You could follow me on Twitter at Benny Leg Wins. You could follow me on Instagram. Just look for Benny Leg. And seriously, gambling is a problem for a lot of people. It's a serious thing. So we make a lot of jokes around here. I make a lot of jokes around here. Don't take it too seriously. And if you're offended, you're in the wrong place. I'm Benny Leg. Thanks for listening.